A group of six women decided to climb Africa's highest mountain in an effort to bring public attention to a physical condition they share. The women suffer from albinism, a genetic condition in which a person's skin, hair, and eyes lack pigmentation. One of the main signs of albinism is lighter than usual skin color. Other signs can include white hair and pink eyes. Many people with the condition also have problems with their eyesight and are extremely sensitive to sunlight. The six women set out to climb Tanzania's Mount Kilimanjaro earlier this month. The climb for albinism aimed to raise the visibility of women with albinism. They wanted to prove that women with the condition are not afraid to face difficult challenges. All the climbers say they have suffered discrimination and abuse because of their albinism. There are widely held stereotypes about the condition in some African nations. Some of these are based on incorrect beliefs or superstition. In some countries, women who give birth to babies with albinism are rejected by their husbands and families. Sometimes children with the condition are not accepted by their parents. Many children and adults with albinism are socially rejected. Nodumo Unkomanzi was one of the climbers. She told VOA that growing up in Zimbabwe, discrimination for people with albinism was not as bad as in some other countries. However, she said she suffered regular abuse.
I was very much made fun of at school. I was harassed typically in public and just walking across the street.
Even with these problems, Unkomanzi graduated from Yale University in the United States and now works in education. Mount Kilimanjaro is 5,895 meters high and is a difficult climb for anyone. But reaching the top can be even more difficult for people with albinism. Unkomanzi said she never faced extreme physical conditions like those she experienced during her climb of Kilimanjaro. They included having to deal with intense sunlight and having problems seeing along the way, Unkomanzi said. Another climber was Mariamu Stafford. She said she faced major problems throughout her life because of albinism. In one incident, she was attacked in her home by a group of men who cut off both her arms. Now, Stafford runs her own business in Tanzania. She said one problem she sees is that discussions of albinism in the media often deal with victimhood and pity. She hopes things like the climb for albinism can help change incorrect images of people with the condition.
And we wanted to show that we are more capable of accomplishing and succeeding in challenges that go far beyond the stereotypes that we are usually attached to.
Four of the climbers reached a camp at 4,700 meters before deciding to stop on medical advice. The other two, Unkomanzi and her Kenyan teammate, Jane Waitera, continued the climb. But Waitera had to stop 20 meters short of the top because of a knee injury. So, in the end, Uncle Manzi was the one to represent the whole team. She reached the top of Mount Kilimanjaro on October 7th. I'm Brian Lynn.